Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we're featuring all songs that, although charted, didn't make the top 40 status. This half hour, we'll hear from Debbie Dean, The Supremes, Kim Weston, Martha and the Vandellas, The Contours, Brenda Holloway, Barbara McNair, Jimmy Ruffin, and Edward Starr. All coming up the next half hour as we feature all songs that didn't quite reach the top 40 status. This half hour, all from the 1960s.
I cried all night long when I found out what your mama told you. My mama said, don't cry now, girl, I'm gonna tell you what to do. And then she said, don't wait till he makes up his mind now. Put your foot down and get him in line now. Let him know that you can't wait around now. You've been his girl for a long, long time now. My mama told me, don't let him shop around. Oh no, don't let him shop around. Kisses are sweet now. My mama told me, don't let him shop around.
Lonely.
across the sea, but your heart it belongs. It belongs to only me. Lover.
You're listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. 1963.
Motown Memory from Ken Weston. That was Love Me All the Way. They reached number 88 in the United States pop charts from 1963. Before that, the Supremes, at that point known as the No Hit Supremes. This song was called Your Heart Belongs to Me, reached number 95 in the U.S. pop charts from 1962. And we start with Debbie Dean, Don't Let Him Shop Around, number 92 from 1961. This is Motown Memories with Tom. For this half hour, we're featuring one song per year from 1961 through 1976, all songs that, although charted, didn't chart very high. What we've heard from 61, 62, and 63, coming up from 1964, the highest charting song this whole hour from Martha Vandellas' Live Wire. Well, this song was produced by that famous and great writing and production team of Holland, Dozier, and Holland, and it has the same kind of gospel pop feel of their earlier hit singles, Lovers Like a Heat Wave and Quicksand. The song explained why the narrator can't come up with words to tell her lover that she was through with him, because when she looks at him, she feels like he is like a bolt of lightning and that he's a live wire. Well, as mentioned, the song failed to hit the top 40 of the pop charts, peaking at number 42, but it did reach number 11 on Cashbox's Rhythm Blues Singles chart. Featured in the song are lead vocals by Martha Rees and background vocals by Roslyn Ashford and Betty Kelly. Well, here is Martha and Vandellas' Live Wire right here on Motown.
1964. Yeah.
1966. So easy to be lost in a land where no one wants to help you, no one tries to understand, but we'll hold hands forever and we'll make our plans together till the end of time, darling, to the end of time, my sweet darling. Though things be good or bad, from now until eternity, I'll do anything I can to make you happy when you're feeling blue. Should you ever have to leave me, I'll wait for you, and we'll hold hands forever. And we'll make our plans together till the end of time, darling, till the end of time, my sweet darling.
Brenda Holloway from 1966, Together Till the End of Time, that only reached 125 in the U.S. pop charts from 1966. Before that, The Contours, First a Look at the Purse, number 57 from 1965. And we start with Martha and the Vandellas, Live Wire, number 42 from 1964. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. This hour, we're featuring one song from each year, from 1961 through 1976. Well, we've made it up to 1966, so now we'll feature a song that didn't chart very high from 1967 called Here I Am Baby by Barbara McNair. Well, Barbara was born March 4, 1934 and passed away on February 4, 2007. She was both an American singer and actress. She was born in Chicago, Illinois and raised in Racine, Wisconsin. She studied music at the American Conservatory of Music in Chicago, and her big break came with a win on Arthur Godfrey's United States television show called Talent Scouts. This appearance led to bookings at the Purple Onion in the Coconut Grove. Well, she soon became one of the country's most popular headliners and a guest on such United States television variety shows as The Steve Allen Show, Hullabaloo, The Bell Telephone Hour, and The Hollywood Palace. In 1967, Barbara traveled with Bob Hope to Southeast Asia to perform for the United States troops during the Vietnam War, along with Raquel Welch and others. She joked that while on stage, she said that Bob Hope talked her into going on the tour by promising her she'd get to meet royalty. She joked that he let me walk his dog Prince. Well, Barbara's acting career began on television, guesting on such television series as Dr. Kildare, The 11th Hour, I Spy, Mission Impossible, Hogan's Heroes, and McMillan and Wife. Interestingly enough, she posed nude for Playboy in the October 1968 issue. Well, she caught the attention of the movie-going public with her must-publicized nude sequences in the gritty crime drama called If He Hollers, Let Him Go, opposite Raymond St. Jacques in 1968. She also starred, among other things, in her own 1969 television variety series called The Barbara McGuire Show. Well, here is Barbara with Here I Am Baby from 1967. This song was written and produced by Smokey Robinson right here on Motown.
1967.
Here I am, baby, the one who swore to never yield. Here I am, baby, the one who swore to play the field.
Fowler.
1969. So tell all your highfalutin friends we just can't compete. It's only been a little while and I just got on my feet, and I'm still a struggling man, doing the best that I can. I can only take it, girl. I can only make it, girl. Long as you understand, yeah, baby. Stop your complaining, 'cause I'm aiming to make the grade. Forget those social plans, I'm the man and this is my parade. Why should we prove to Mr. Jones that we're doing fine? He'll find out soon enough, so let's not pay him no mind. And I'm still a struggling man, doing the best that I can. I can only take it, girl. I can only make it, girl. Long as you
Edward Starr with I'm Still a Struggling Man, number 80 in the United States pop charts from 1969. Before that, from 1968, Jimmy Ruffin, I'll Say Forever My Love, number 77 on the pop charts. And we start with Barbara McNair, both written and produced by Smokey Robinson, Here I Am Baby, number 125 from 1967. This half hour, we featured all songs that, although charted, didn't chart very high. We started with one song each from 1961 through 1969. Coming up after the break, we'll start with 1970 and a great song, didn't chart very high, by Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. So keep it right here on Motown Man.